This is the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 96. I am DJ Chuang, your host for the Social Media Church Podcast, and I don't know if it's me slowing down or time is accelerating on me, and maybe a combination of both. What I'm going to need to do as we march towards episode 100 is to really keep my intros and outros short and my edits to a minimum. So we're going to be cranking out these next episodes in record-setting time and point you to the website at socialmediachurch.net for show notes and more conversation that we could be having here at the little online community we have around Social Media Church. We've gotten over 95 episodes this week. We just passed 30,000 downloads. So thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And if you're new, welcome. On this episode, Dustin Stout stops by to talk about Google Plus. Dustin has a background in storytelling and the performing arts, and now is working as a graphic designer in a creative agency, working to help people tell compelling stories online through blogging, branding, web design, and social media consulting. So the keywords you'll find on some of his websites, he's got a handful of them: social, web, strategy, design. Dustin will explain why Google Plus is the most awesome social network and how you can use it better. Here is my conversation with Dustin Stout. Hey, welcome to the Social Media Church, Dustin Stout. He is a graphic designer, a social media fanatic, and a super creative designer. So honored to have Dustin join us to talk about Google Plus. He is one of the leading voices, I think, in the church and communication and social media space. Dustin, thank you for joining me.
It is my pleasure, DJ.
And of course, we have to record this on Google Plus since we're going to be talking about Google Plus.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people ask me for interviews, and a lot of times it's through Skype. And I don't use Skype anymore. I don't have it on my machine, and several times I've had to actually download it again. I'm like, why aren't you using Google Plus? It's automatically recorded. You don't need extra software or whatever. But, you know, some people have their setups and their workflows, and God bless them. But I pretty much – Google Hangouts is my number one form of communication now, so – of course we'll do it on Google Hangouts.
Now, you have a ministry background, so you're coming into social media and Google Plus with a heart for ministry also, and I think your faith is still a vibrant part of your life. So how did you get into Google Plus? Because most churches and most pastors are just not there, and it's a foreign land.
Yeah. Well, I kind of got into the professional social media scene right as I was transitioning out of ministry. So I was a youth pastor for 4 years at my church. We had a satellite campus. It was a very large church, about a 15,000 member church, and we had a little satellite campus down in Woodland Hills, California. And I was a youth pastor, so I had about 17 to 20 kids. It was a very small group. When I took over, I realized, okay, we need a website. We need somewhere where we can post messages. And these kids are all online. They're all over social media. And so I kind of got right into it. I already had a thing for social media because I remember at Catalyst 2009, Twitter was like the big thing. And so that was my first time signing up for Twitter, was Catalyst West in 2009. And I loved it. I just loved the social aspect. I've always been a social butterfly of sorts. So I love Twitter. I started a blog talking about social media, and it was more of a as I learn things, I'm teaching them as I go along. That's kind of how my blog started. And from there, 2011, it was about 6 months into my blog. I think so. No, I started March 2011, my official blog, Dustin.tv, and then in June 2011, so I guess that was 3 months later, that's when Google Plus beta was announced. And I'm, typical shiny object syndrome. So anything shiny and new, I'm all over it. And when Google Plus was announced, like everything Google does, it starts in limited invite-only beta. So I scoured the internet for an invite. And I luckily ran into a guy, I think on Twitter, named Magnus. I think he was from Normandy. And Magnus was so kind as to give me one of his Google Plus invites. And so I got into the beta right at the end of June or mid-June, I think. And I loved it. Like right away, I was just in love with the concept. I just something kind of clicked for me. I understand what Google was trying to do with it. And, you know, being that Facebook was already well established and I was kind of tired of it and kind of getting the Facebook burnout. And I love Twitter because it was short and simple. But Google Plus was this different beast. And although it had bits and pieces of the other social networks, it was sort of, to me, it was like the evolution of both. It was like the best of both worlds and more. And I just loved it. And right away, I actually started a blog with a friend called Google Plus Tutorials. So we figured this is a new thing. People aren't going to know how to use it. So we're going to figure it out. And we're going to teach people how to use it because it's going to be huge.
Yeah, and it's very huge. It's one of the fastest growing social media networks. I forget what the numbers are currently.
Yeah.
So that was probably around 400 million.
Well, the last reported numbers were 540 million active users. And monthly active users, and that's across Google. Within people actually interact on Google Plus, it was over 300 million, but that was last October. So it's probably more than that by now.
Just to put it in perspective, that's more than Twitter.
More than Twitter.
Not quite as many as Facebook, which is 1.2, 1.3 million monthly actives.
Billion.
Okay. Billion.
Yeah, B.
And so with somewhere in the range of 400 to 500 million people using Google Plus, how is it that pastors and church leaders can find each other? Because they don't seem to be there.
Yeah. Well, the problem is it's been Google Plus's problem from the beginning. So it's the social network that everyone loved to hate because it came in at a time where Facebook was already established, Twitter was just starting to gain some momentum, and particularly in the church world, look, I love the church, I love Jesus and his people, but I'm sorry, guys, sometimes we're just behind. We're a little bit behind, and there's people like you and me, like my buddy Justin Wise, who are pushing that envelope forward and, you know, trying to move it forward. But sometimes the church, you know, they're caught up in doing God's work, you know, for all good reasons, and they just kind of sometimes fall behind on technology. So when this came along, the church was so busy trying to catch up with culture in Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, this is just my, you know, my perspective. It seems like they were just too busy trying to survive in the social media of the time that they didn't have the time for something new. And to relearn something new and to refocus their efforts. And the same goes with a lot of marketers and online digital strategists and gurus. They were so busy, they had carved out a niche on Facebook or in Twitter. They didn't have time for something new. And with Google's track record of a few failed social attempts, they weren't going to risk anything. So the problem was people came to Google Plus and they wanted to treat it exactly like Facebook. They wanted to find their friends. They wanted to find the people they already knew and they were already connected to. But the problem is it was new. The nature of something new is that the early adopters are there first. Everybody doesn't just flock there for no reason. So people went on there and they're like, I can't find my cousin. I can't find my friends. So I'm out. And so they just kind of checked out. In their mind and didn't take the time to realize how powerful the tools actually were. You know, Google Hangouts on Air, for one, is the most powerful communication tool that there is on the internet. It's not the easiest thing to use because it's new and different, but once you understand it, it can be used for so many good things. Ministry-wise, I mean, holding prayer meetings with up to 10 people at once, holding conferences. I've done conferences via Google. You know, so there's a lot to understand, but people came in with the mentality that I want to find people I already know. And that mentality is what kind of killed the growth of Google Plus in the beginning, or at least the adoption rate. I guess it has.
Okay, so let's drill down on that. So what is unique about Google Plus if you don't go in expecting to find people you already know? What is there?
Well, the fascinating thing is, because I'm naturally a social butterfly, so I was always looking to meet new people. That's why I loved Twitter at the beginning, because none of my family and friends were on it. I got the chance to meet new and interesting people. So that's where Google Plus kind of thrived. And this culture that was cultivated was a bunch of people who were interested in meeting new people and just trying to figure it all out together. And we sort of built these bonds because, again, our family and friends weren't on it. We were the early adopters. We were the forward thinkers. And so we had to kind of lock together. And it bred this culture of collaboration, which is so ingrained into a lot of the early Google Plus users. I mean, we're just helping each other out, collaborating. Some of the most tightly knit relationships that I have were forged on Google Plus. People that I am now partners with in business ventures and friends with, like I would go die for this person because such great relationships have been made. And the clutter of Facebook or the speed and fast pacedness of Twitter didn't get in the way. It was something a little bit different that allowed us to really connect in a different way than we would say. And they're one of my favorite analogies. Facebook is for people that you did know. Twitter is for people that you don't know. And Google Plus is for people that you want to know. Facebook is for the past. Google Plus is for the future of relationships. And Twitter is for sort of the unreachables, the celebrities and all that stuff. Even though I know a lot of people who I've met through Twitter, and we have some great relationships as well. But that's kind of how the culture works.
So you found Google Plus to be a tremendous place to collaborate and to connect with people to actually work on something, which is tremendous. That's not quite the modality that churches work with. Churches,
right,
by and large, still work on a broadcast mentality, and that's why Facebook and Twitter,
right,
have been used in a broadcast manner.
Right.
Push their polished content out. And yet you're a designer, so you do know the value of quality. So on Google Plus, you're connected with almost 42,000 followers as we speak, and you've got 31 million views on your posts. So what have you found engaging as a Christ follower that you could advise those who are church leaders to say, okay, well, here's why Google Plus would be valuable to you too?
Well, it's the best platform for presenting content. I can say that with absolute certainty. When we're talking visuals, so I'm a visual guy, I'm a designer, so a lot of my success has come through my ability to design beautiful things, graphics, websites, and Google Plus just handles visuals so much better. Photographs are not degraded in quality. In Facebook, if you've ever noticed, you upload photos and the quality is just butchered. So for a church design or media team, they would love Google Plus because Google Plus doesn't ruin the quality of their media. It also is connected to YouTube. So the fact that you can, sync up the two, your Google Plus account and your YouTube account, to share that content seamlessly, have a seamless sort of flow in that is highly valuable. The fact that you can turn this on, just like you did, DJ, a Hangout on Air, you can activate a Hangout on Air and in no time be broadcasting live on YouTube and on Google Plus simultaneously and not have to go through uploading it, waiting for it to upload. I mean, it's just, you start it, it records, you end it, it's on YouTube, done deal. That is so powerful. And I'll tell you a story. One of the early adopters, a good friend of mine, Daria Musk. Are you familiar with Daria?
Not yet, but I will check.
Okay, so Daria, she was an unknown artist, an indie musician. She's a fantastic singer, just a wonderful, wonderful girl. In the early days of Google Plus, in the beta days, she was invited by her brother to join Google Plus, and they had these things called Hangouts where you can have up to 10 people in a video chat, but they didn't have any broadcast feature. It was just for video conferencing. So her brother said, you should definitely check this out because I think you could do something really cool with it. So she discovered this, and she was one of those artists where she was doing okay. She was going from gig to gig, trying to get her name out there. She didn't really understand social media at all. She was on Twitter, but you know, it wasn't that big a deal for her. But she found this thing called Hangouts, and she realized she didn't have to lug her amps through the rain. She didn't have to take all this equipment. She could plug her equipment into her computer, and she could do a concert for 10 people. So she did. And before too long, she did a few of those, and so many people were wanting to attend these concerts, these Hangout concerts that she was doing, that people were having to drop out of the call and let other people in. She amassed this huge following. I mean, imagine that from your living room or, you know, from your loft being able to perform. So Google realized what was happening and they worked with her to develop this Hangouts on Air feature where you can actually broadcast and the public can watch. There's no limit to how many people can watch. So I know churches that are spending thousands of dollars a month on live stream. And now given there's some pretty professional tools that go along with it. But if you're a satellite campus, if you're a a startup church, a new church plant, and you want a way to broadcast your message to the widest, to the world, Hangouts on Air is the best tool you could ever possibly get. It's free. It's relatively simple to use. And all you need to do is plug into an internet connection and hit broadcast. And, I mean, it's just so powerful and people don't realize it. I mean, I can go on and on for the benefits. I mean, from a local search perspective, I know a lot of churches may be focusing on their search engine optimization. Maybe some churches don't even know what that means. But from the standpoint of being discovered, when somebody in your local area goes to Google search and types in church in Santa Clarita, the fact that your social media presence can help that search discovery is something that a lot of people just don't understand, and it's so powerful. So you spend hours crafting Facebook posts and Twitter posts only for them to die and never be seen again in a few hours. Whereas a Google Plus post, your activity on Google Plus is indexed forever in Google search, and that can help you rise up in those search results. Just by doing what you're already doing. Facebook, Twitter don't have that benefit. So there's
Those are two very compelling reasons. So thank you for describing that. And I mean, leading by example, you do that.
Yeah.
And you're right. Broadcasting or live streaming through Hangout on Air is much, much easier than setting up all the encoders and stuff you have to do with live streaming. So you're definitely on point there.
You have to render it in certain things, and then you have to upload it, and that takes forever in a day. And, distribution, but, you know, you can have these things instantly distributed, and all your subscribers are notified. I mean, it's so stupid simple.
Well, I have two more questions, and I'll give you the closing words. So what is your content strategy? How much time are you spending on Google Plus now?
Oh, that's not fair because I do this professionally. I work with a company called Steady Demand. It is a Google Plus marketing company. So I'm on Google Plus 8 hours a day. I have about a half a dozen clients that I service every single day. Personally, though, for the longest time, I was working a full-time job and doing my freelance projects on the side. So I had about 15 minutes to a half hour, an hour if I was lucky, a day on Google Plus. And, you know, I've come up with some very simple strategies and some very simple workflows that allowed me to use that 15 or 20 or 30 minutes super effectively. So it was more or less, you know, in the morning before I go to work, I would check my notifications. There's some little tricks to checking your notifications in a really efficient way. If you click on the Google Plus notifications link, you get to filter your notifications by, whether it's mentions of you or whether it's just your posts or whether it's other people's posts or just all your notifications. So I got super efficient at going, I go straight to my mentions first. Whoever mentioned my name, I'm checking those notifications, and I'll check the notifications on my posts, and then I'll look at everybody else's. But I gave myself very discipline time limits. You have 5 minutes to check notifications, and I'm someone who gets well over 500 to 800 notifications a day on Google Plus. So I don't have time to check everything, but being efficient really helps. And then I give myself 10 to 15 minutes to create one great piece of content, usually very visual. Google Plus is a visual platform, so always, you know, try to include an image, or at least if you're sharing a link, make sure that that link has the big image preview, because the people on Google Plus are looking for quality. They're looking for things to stand out, and they're not an audience that appreciates the post and go, or the link dumping like you see on Twitter or Facebook. They want substance. They want to be engaged. They want to see that you put some time into your thought. So that would be my yes.
That's great. That's great tips.
With your time.
And then my last question would be, have you seen a church doing Google Plus half as well as you?
No. Unfortunately.
Anywhere. Have you seen a church present, and what are they doing that you can commend?
You know, I've seen a few churches attempt to do it, but it sort of became like an auto post from Facebook. You know, they were kind of shotgun posting the same exact thing on Facebook that they were on Google Plus. And the people here, hear me, are 100 times more engaged than on Facebook. And if they sense that you're being spammy, or this was a copy and paste from Facebook, they're not going to care. They really want to be engaged, and they want you to seem like you're taking the care. So unfortunately, I don't follow a whole lot of churches anymore. I would love for churches to reach out to me and, you know, just say, hey, we're on Google Plus. We'd love for you to check out what we're doing. I would love that. I would love to go just see what God's people are doing on Google Plus and help in any way that I can, because I think this, more than anything, can reach more people for Christ because of the tools and because of the quality of the audience here. I think it can be a huge tool. In fact, Google itself has contacted me on a number of occasions because it wants to reach out to the faith community. Now the faith community is much bigger to them, but the fact that they're wanting to do that and find ways to do that, they've organized massive hangouts on air with people of faith, and we've had great discussions. So I think that you know, if there is a church out there that thinks is trying to do it well, please ping me, bother me, bug me, and let me know.
Well, we'll definitely connect you. I've got some people in mind already that we'll talk offline.
Cool.
Through social media church, there's definitely listeners. I get about 200 to 300 downloads an episode, but that's growing as more channels are picking up on this podcast. So we'll definitely connect you with some churches that want to take Google Plus seriously for what it is. And thank you for being a pioneer in learning that space and generously sharing with others. Now, do you have a closing word for churches?
Embrace change. Realize that Facebook, if your organic reach is dropping, which for most people it is, you need to try new things. You need to be disciplined. I think God is a creator, and the nature of creativity is within all of us. And without trying new things, that creativity begins to die. And try Google Plus. Reach out. Find some people who are using it well. And dip your toe in, at least. And don't do the copy and paste thing. Don't think of a broadcast. Think of, how can we give the most value on this platform in a way that people will appreciate and that Jesus will be honored? Because I promise you, Jesus is not impressed with your copy and paste ability.
Well, thank you for that generous invitation, a great exhortation, and we by the end of this year, we're going to see a couple churches doing Google Plus well with your
help. Awesome. Can't wait to see us.
Thank you, Dustin Stout, for joining us on the Social Media Church podcast. And of course, you'll want to circle him on Google Plus. And the link to do that is at this episode's show notes at socialmediachurch.net. And since this episode was recorded on Google Plus Hangout on Air, you can actually watch the video of our conversation if you want to. And if you're new to Google Plus, there's a couple of Hangouts I want to mention that are in the Christian space that could be useful and valuable to you as a point of reference, as well as a resource for you to do ministry better. One is called Ministry Hangouts with Pastor Greg Surratt of Seacoast Church, and he does a monthly ministry hangout on relevant topics that will help church leaders do their ministry better. And they are on a YouTube channel. I'll add a link in the show notes. Another one is the Christian Disciples Ministries. They've had ongoing conversations for well over a year, and it's a nice video group chat digging down into that topic of discipleship. And Dustin Stout himself has been using Google Plus recently to do weekly updates, sharing with you the hottest, most talked about, and funniest news making headlines in the world of social media. And there's one more live Google Plus Hangout on Air that you'll want to check out. Innovate for Jesus Live. Every week, you can have access to ask specific questions of some of the top practitioners innovating for God's kingdom and for the church. And that's hosted by Justin Blaney. Again, all of those are in the show notes at socialmediachurch.net. And you can click through and see the other exciting things that are happening on Google Plus. And if you know of a church that is using Google Plus well, please let us know, because between Dustin and myself, we don't know. So we're going to tap into the wisdom of the crowd, which is you, the listener. Let us know who's doing Google Plus well, or at least significant enough that we could look at and learn something from, so that we can be a salt and light even in that Google Plus space, because there are millions and millions of people there connecting and collaborating around their passions. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of the Social Media Church Podcast. You know where to subscribe using iTunes or whatever podcatcher, even Stitcher, over at socialmediachurch.net. Drop me a line on Twitter or Facebook or email, or just add a comment. Whichever way is most convenient to you, would love to hear from you. I'm DJ Chuang, and until next time, we'll stay connected online.